Revelation chapter number 21. Revelation chapter number 21, verse number 1. And the Bible said, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." Amen. Praise the Lord for that. I also want to look at a verse tonight in 2 Peter chapter number 3. 2 Peter chapter number 3. The Bible says in verse 7, he says this. He said, "But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall melt, shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening to the coming of the day of God, wherein the heaven shall be on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness." I want to preach tonight, if God will be my help, for just a little bit, on our new home, our new home. The Bible teaches here that He said that the heavens, earth's going to melt, and that there's a city, amen, that's coming down out of heaven. Now this city's coming out of heaven, so it must originate from heaven, amen. In other words, it's part of a heavenly realm, amen. Glory to God. I'm glad I can say tonight on the authority of God's Word that I am part also of a heavenly realm. Amen. I'm just a pilgrim sojourning, passing through, but I'm a child of the King, and already my conversation, my manner of life, praise God, is from heaven. Amen. It's not of the way that I live and what I can do, but it's what Christ does in me that makes a difference. I know I'm nothing without Him, but praise God, I'm glad tonight that I can be what He'd have me to be, even right now. I'm glad I don't have to wait in anticipation till I get to heaven to try to be a good person, someone that God could be pleased with. I'm glad God will help me right now, His side of glory, man, to be that He'd be pleased with. Amen. I don't want to ever be dissatisfied to dissatisfying to my Lord. I want to be that'll be found pleasing to Him in every aspect of my life. Amen. I want to be found doing something that'll bring glory to His name. I want to be found as a blessing in the sight of God in this world in which we live. I want to be an encouragement where I can. Amen. Praise God. But we see this city, and we see it coming down from God out of heaven. And the Bible says that this building is built four square. Amen. That tells us that the sides are square. And if you do the measurements, you do the math, you see that it's 1,500 square miles, cubic miles. Amen. It's a big old cube. Praise God. Hey, what a blessing that is. Can you think of that? How big that is? It's big enough, expansive enough, so that all of us can be there together. Amen. Who will be there? Them old saints of God. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all them old saints of God that was looking for the appearing of the Lord, looking for that the Lord soon coming Savior that would come into the world, had died before He got here. Praise God, they'll be there. Amen. You'll have those New Testament apostles, those saints of God, all those that's been here, all those been saved, all those got in over the past 2,000 years. Amen. They'll be there in heaven. Praise God. Heaven will, what I'm trying to say, tell you tonight, is heaven will be their home. Amen. And I hope in your heart tonight that you know that when one of these days in a little while, praise God, that heaven will be your home. I'm talking about a new home. I'm talking about a new place, a place where we can come together, praise God, in one mind, one accord, one spirit, to worship one God. Amen. And our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to say that in our city tonight, they'll not all be there. A majority, let me just say this, a majority of people in this world won't make it. Amen. amen, a majority of people, a majority of population won't make it to heaven. Amen, because they've not trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Jesus explained it this way. He said he had a special place for a special people. Amen, those that trust in Him, His death, burial, and His resurrection. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto my place, unto myself. And boy, I tell you what, I'm looking for that place, ain't you? I'm desiring of that place. Praise God, one day in a little while, young'uns, we're going to slip out of this old body of clay. Hey, praise God, we're going to slip out of this world and we're going to go be with Him where He is, in that place that He's gone to prepare for you and I. Amen, praise God. But now let's just notice something for just a minute about our Lord. He makes it pretty simple, makes it pretty plain for us. If we'll notice what He does in the Word of God, we see in the apostles, praise God, and in the Scriptures, He gives us an individual calling. Amen. He calls us by name. He tells us in John 10 and 3 that He calls His sheep by their name. Amen. Glory to God. Ain't you glad that glory, somebody will just jump out and shout, ain't you glad Jesus knows your name? Ain't you glad tonight? Amen. Praise God that you're not just some old something insignificant, but praise God, Jesus knows your name and He calls you by your name. I remember on that Wednesday night, March 1976, He spoke my name. He said, Jeff, He said, I love you. Jeff, I died for you. Jeff, I rose again for you. Jeff, I ascended up for you. Jeff, I come to the glory of God. He said, I come tonight that the Holy Spirit might speak to your heart. Jeff, that you would be saved this evening. And boy, I thank God that I come out of there. I said, Lord God, forgive me an old sinner. Praise God, He done called my name. And I said, Lord, here am I. Praise His holy name tonight. I'm glad I come out. I'm glad I got saved by His marvelous grace. I'm glad the Holy Ghost of God moved into my heart, took up His abode, and He helps me. How did it happen? Because of an individual calling. Amen. Glory be to God. And not only is there an individual calling, but there's an individual place, a place that He's gone to prepare for me. Amen. Bless His heart. He's preparing a place for His sheep. Amen. The Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 2, that He said, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Where you are, where I am, there you may be also. I'm glad, praise God, there's an individual place that God's got for me. If you're a child of God, if He's called your name, and you've heard Him, and you stepped out on faith, and you said, God, here I am. Praise God, He saved you by His marvelous grace, and He's prepared a place just for you. Glory to God. Listen, but what a spectacular thing that is. There's nobody in this world, hardly, that would think a second thought of you. But God Almighty, through the Lord Jesus Christ, has gone to prepare a place, an individual place. He said, I'll prepare you a place. He said, not only will I prepare you a place, He said, but I'll come again and receive you unto myself. Praise God. He said, listen, you don't have to worry about how to get there. You don't have to worry. Try to figure it all out. He said, when it comes time, He said, I'll come to where you are. He said, I'll get you and I'll take you home. Amen. I'm talking about our new home, young'uns. A place that God's got for us. If we'll just trust in Him today. Bless His holy name. What a promise we have. Amen. An individual call, an individual place. But He said, if we'll just press on and persevere in this old world, I praise God, one day in a little while, we'll have an individual crown. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, listen, I won't say it's an individual crown that only you can wear. I believe God's got us some crowns, young'uns, that'll only fit your head. Amen. Praise God. I'd look ridiculous in it. It wouldn't fit me, but praise God, I'm glad God's got us a crown laid up in glory. Praise God, that we can wear, that you can wear, that'll fit your head. Paul tells us in 2 Timothy chapter number 4, 2 Timothy chapter number 4 in verse number 8. He says this. He said, henceforth, well, he goes back and he says in verse, let me just read this thing to you from verse 6. He said, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. And now, you know, everybody knows, I've told you before, 2 Timothy was the last book that Paul would be writing before he'd go out of here. It was martyred. His head was cut off. He was taken out of here. But praise God, he said, I'm ready to be offered up. I'm ready to depart. My departure is at right hand. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. He says, henceforth, amen. Well, listen to this. He said, all that's remaining, praise God, is just getting my reward. Amen. He said, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. But praise God, he said, now listen up. He said, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Praise God. He said, listen. He said, he gave up a crown of glory, a crown of righteousness. But praise God, he said, listen, not only for me. He said, I've got one to fit my head. I've got one, praise God, that God's got for me. He's done designed it and fixed it for me. But praise God, not for me only, but for every one of you that seek God through faith, trust in his righteousness. Praise God. He said, he's got one for you too. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, I'd like to get three or four of them so I can just cast them back at his feet. Amen. So I can give them back to the Lord because he's been so good to me. Bless his holy name. Individual crown. But praise God, I tell you the thing that's the best about my Lord that he told us about was that individual fellowship in our new home. And that individual fellowship, he said in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, he said, I will come into you and sup with you and you with me. He said, I'll stand at the door and knock. Amen. He said, if you'll open unto me, he said, I will come into you. Praise God, I'm glad that I serve a Savior that I've got fellowship with, an individual fellowship. If I just throw open the door of my heart, the door of my life, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, I'll come into you. Praise God. Where I'm at. He comes into my heart. He comes into my life. He comes into my family. He comes into my situation. He comes into my home. Praise God. I'm talking about an individual. Praise God. An individual fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have that tonight? Do you experience that tonight? Do you know that the Lord is your Lord? That fellowship that you have is from the throne of grace. That Jesus Christ himself, he comes to where you're at and he fellowships and communes with you. Amen. I'm glad I don't have to go one day without him. Amen. I don't go one day without him. Amen. Praise God. I get up with him. I go with him. Praise the Lord. I do what I do with him. Amen. Now sometimes I let him down, but he don't let me down. Amen. Sometimes I don't accomplish all that I need to accomplish, but he always accomplishes what he wants to accomplish. And he'll help me, praise the Lord. If I'll trust in him, he'll help me to be that he'd have me to be. But praise God, I'm glad that fellowship's there. I'm glad I have that individual fellowship with God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, and the sweet Holy Ghost that lives down in my heart, that's continually supping with me, that's setting me a table from the throne of grace. All good things come to Father light to them that believe. Praise God, I'm glad that when I began to believe and trust the Lord Jesus Christ, he began to make a difference in me. He moved into where I was, and he began to do things for me. Praise God, I never imagined that this little old boy could do. Hey, listen, I don't know about you, but I've always been just a little stubborn. Amen. Maybe a little hard-headed. Amen. Praise God. That's just how I think it's a massive tradition. Amen. You ask my wife, she'll tell you. She's a flash in her lights. Amen. But I tell you what, there's a God of heaven. It took this little old rebellious, stubborn boy. Praise God, he began to work on me. Hey, listen, I'm not finished by no means. But praise God, there's a tender spot in my heart for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I ask him every moment of every day to keep that spot tender, to keep me with a loving attitude, with a caring attitude, with a compassion attitude. That I could have compassion on those that come into my space during the day. We live in the air in the day that, praise God, we go out into the world. Now, the workforce today is kind of like some of the times we talk about Israel over in the Old Testament. Amen. The workforce today here on earth is bad to murmur. Amen. You get to murmuring down at the workplace. I know none of you do that. Amen. Maybe complaining a little bit because of your situation. Amen. You get to whining a little bit over this and that and the other. Amen. You get to fussing over this and fussing over that and complaining. Amen. I know none of you ever do that. But I'm glad, praise God, that we serve a God. He's a personal God. Amen. And when we get to heaven, listen to me, we may think that these are great big problems that we have. He's saying we murmur and complain and fuss and gripe and moan about. Praise God, I want to say one day in a little while, amen, young'un, just look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. He said he's going to come take you home. Praise God, all that won't be nothing, but hey, praise God, they won't even be a memory. He said, the Lord said he's going to take and wipe it all away. Amen. Praise God. An individual God. A God who loves us and cares for us. Praise the Lord. He's going to take care of all of our problems. You know, a lot of our problems today in our individual lives day by day are not really problems. They're just little situations. Amen. And one day in a little while, we're going to look back on them and say, man, them wasn't nothing. Paul said they wasn't nothing but light afflictions. Now, he was beaten. He was stoned. He was left for dead. Shipwrecked several times in the deep. And he looked back on it at the end of his life and he said, hey, these were just minor afflictions. Just little minor stuff. Amen. Praise God. He said, God brought me through it. Amen. And then he'd use an occasion. He'd say, look, let me just tell you what God did for me out there on the ocean. Amen. He'd write her down, pin her down. He said, hey, let me tell you what God done for me. When they took stones and they stoned me and drug me outside the city and threw me outside the city and left me for dead. He said, let me tell you what God done for me. Let me tell you how God took me up into the third heaven. Amen. Whether in this body or out body, I don't know. Praise God. But he said, I got to see things. Praise God. I never even thought about seeing. Boy, praise the Lord. I'm glad sometimes I get to looking and I get to seeing things I never thought I could see. This side of glory. Praise God. I'm glad my God is the same God that served Paul. The same God that he followed. Praise God. When he said, I finished my course. I've kept the faith. He said, I'm ready to be offered up. I'm glad, praise God, that my God is the same God that old Paul served. Amen. Ain't you glad he's the same God you serve tonight? That same individual God. Bless his holy name. Our new home. One day, in a little while, we're going to get there. We're going to make it home someday in a little while. Amen. One day, in a little while, I'm going to make it home. What about you? You will make it home, praise God. Amen. God be the glory. One day in a little while, praise the Lord. But in heaven, praise God. You say, well, preacher, what's happening? One thing we need to realize, one thing we need to know, at the one primary responsibility that we have, Lord Jesus Christ, one primary responsibility, praise God, in that new home is going to be to worship God. Amen. To worship God. That's why I said, keep saying we might as well practice up while we're here. Amen. Getting ready to worship and praise God for all His goodness. Until you get into that new city, you get into your new home, you leave this old mess behind, all these aggravation and heartaches behind. Praise God, you get over there, you'll be wanting to worship God. You'll realize what He brought you through. You'll realize where He brought you to. And praise God, you'll worship Him every day. Amen. Just because you can. Amen. I want to say today it's a privilege to worship God. Amen. I don't find it a burden to worship God. Do you? Amen. Brother Rex, it's a privilege to worship God. It's a privilege to come to His house. It's an honor and a joy to be able to come to worship God. It's a privilege and honor to come together with God's people, those that believe in a common faith, and worship God Almighty, lifting up His name, thanking Him for all that He's done for us. And all that He continues to do. Praise God. A privilege. Amen. Now the Pharisees, He said they worshiped, but they was vain worship. Amen. That it was vain worship. They worshiped in vain. Amen. They was worshiping, but they was worshiping in vain. I believe there's a lot of people worshiping in vain. Amen. They're just doing it to pacify the flesh. They're just doing it to pacify the pastor. They're just doing it maybe to pacify that mate. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad God gives an opportunity. Amen. And it ought to be a privilege to come worship God in spirit and truth. Amen. Why? Because God Almighty is God. Amen. He's omnipresent. Amen. He's everywhere all the time. Ain't you glad it's that way? I'm glad he's not just scattered here, there, and yonder. I praise God. I'm glad he's everywhere. Hey, you say, how do you know that? Because he's always there when I need him. Hey, praise God. He's never come short. He's never been late. Praise God. He's always right there. How do you know? Because he's always present with me everywhere I go. Amen. When I go through hardships, he's right there. When I go through times of joy, he's right there. When I go into a place of peace, praise God, he's right there. When I go through a valley of indecision, praise God, I get to looking for him and he's right there. Amen. He's there to make a difference. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere, praise God, to make a difference in my life. Amen. Bless his holy name. What does that mean to you? What does it mean to me? It means that God is not only omnipresent, but John looks up there and he sees him sitting on the throne. And not only does it mean he's omnipresent, but it means he's localized. Amen. He's localized. He's right there where people need him. Amen. John saw him sitting upon the throne. Amen. Praise God. He's sitting around the throne. Praise the Lord. See, when God is localized, amen, when God is there where you can see him, you can recognize, you can worship him, you can praise him, you can know him. Amen. Are you hearing me tonight? Amen. When God is localized, we know he's omnipresent, but when he's localized, when he's right there, when we know where he's at, I know where he's at tonight, don't you? He's sitting on the throne because he's always been there. Amen. He's on the throne and sitting at the right hand of the Father on high. Praise God, is the Lord Jesus Christ to make intercession for you and I. He's the mediator of one. Amen. And he's all that we need. Amen. He can call down the forces of heaven. He can call down the power of heaven. He can call down the glory of heaven. Or whatever needs to take place in your life, in my life, in your family's life, in our children's life, praise God, God's able to do it. Why? Because he's localized. And the Bible says, because he's localized, that around the throne of grace, around the throne of glory, was uninhibited joy. Amen. Can you imagine that? The uninhibited joy that's taking place every moment of every day around the throne, around God's throne. Amen. Can you think about that? The joy that's there. That people realize and praise God that where they're at and that God is localized, he's right there with them. Said one day, praise God, we'll see Jesus and we'll see him face to face. And we'll see him as he is. Boy, won't that be something. You say, what'll it be? He'll be localized. Amen. And now we see him afar off. Now we look through a glass darkly. But then, praise God, listen, Brother Larry, one day he said it'll be face to face. Jesus is coming again, and he's taking us to a place he's prepared for us. And we're going to see him face to face, and we're going to shout and praise and worship him for his goodness to us here this side of eternity and beyond. Amen. Praise God, we see that group. It's around the throne. Praise the Lord. Uninhibited joy. Nothing to hinder them, praise God, from just worship. You know what hinders us? You know what most of our hindrance is, keeps us from worshiping God? Is our old flesh. Amen. I will look around Sunday morning, Holy Ghost bubbling up in our soul. We'll look around, see who's looking before we'll raise our hand and say, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I wouldn't care who was looking. Amen. I'd just give the devil a fit. I'd just throw both of them up. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If I was worried about what somebody would think, I'd just go ahead and give them the whole show. Amen. Glory to God. But it wouldn't be a show. It'd be truth. It'd be help. It's for the Holy Ghost of God. He done moved through, tiptoed across your heart, gave you what you needed. Praise God right then to encourage you. And praise God, I'd just throw both hands up and say, glory to God in the highest. Amen. Praise God. Uninhibited joy. Amen. Well, when you get, you know what happens? You know what comes, you know what causes all that? When you get uninhibited joy, praise God, they come spontaneous worship. Amen. You ever have any spontaneous worship? Amen. Glory to God. All of a sudden, it just comes out. You don't even know where it comes from. It's like, woo! Praise God. Amen. Boy, he's been so good. I thank God. I praise him for what I feel down in my soul. I know that he's with me. He's my God, my Savior, my Lord. Praise the Lord. He's down in my heart. Amen. He's making a difference in me. He's stirring me from the inside, telling me it's going to be okay. Amen. We live in a world, people look down on us, and they belittle us, and they try to dissuade us. Try to get us to think that we're nothing, praise God. But I won't say, hey, I am within myself. But praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ down in my heart, praise God, I've got all I need. Amen. So that's why sometimes every now and then, glory to God, that spontaneous worship will come out. I praise God, I get to Kate Heppitz and I don't care who sees it. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm just going to shout and praise and give God glory. I'm going to worship Him in spirit and truth. Praise Him. Hey, because I know what He's told me. I know what the Word's spoken into my heart. And it's I've hid it in my heart like old King David. And I might not sin against God. And God's a helping this little, I say God's a helping this little old boy more than you ever know. Hey, listen, I don't know how you are, but I know how I am, and I know what God does for me every day. If it wasn't by the grace of God, I'd be an old drunk wine, old harlot out somewhere, praise God, in a ditch, drunkard, a drug addict. But praise God, I'm glad God, the Holy Ghost, He come into my heart. He touched my life. He brought me out of that mess. Put my feet upon the firm foundation, Lord Jesus Christ, and praise God, I'm headed somewhere. Amen. You said, preacher, where are you headed? I'm headed for my new home. Amen. I got a home over in glory. And I'm going to make it there somehow. Amen. It'll be with the help of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. But we live in a world, it's difficult sometimes. Amen. Imperfect saints. You know what I'm talking about? Here on earth. Imperfect saints. You know, sometimes we get in quarrels. Amen. You quarrel with one another. You get caught up in carnality. Amen. There's nothing much worse than a quarreling carnal person. Amen. You say that real fast three times. Amen. But I'm telling you, ain't nothing is aggravating. And then you get a somebody that's likes to quarrel. Nobody, somebody that don't not only the quarrels and carnal, but praise God, you get them whose doctrine is divisive. It separates. They can't. They don't want to believe what God says. Amen. You ever know anybody like that? They don't want to believe what God says. They'll believe what old Freud and everybody else says. They'll believe what Dr. Oz says. They'll believe what Dr. Phil says and Dr. Blow-You-Know says. But they won't believe what God says. I'm going to say, praise God, I'm going to just believe God. Amen. I'm from Genesis chapter 1 to Revelation 21, the end of it. Praise God, I just wrote my Bible. I believe, praise God, I believe it all. I don't, may not understand it all, but I believe it. And I'm looking for a glorious day one day in a little while when my Lord will take me out and I'm going to know everything more perfectly. I say, I'm going to know everything more perfectly then, and praise God, then I'll realize I've got a perfect Savior in a perfect place, in a perfect home that He's prepared for me. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad the Bible teaches us that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. We're living a day in a world people argue and fuss and quarrel. Amen. Doctrinally divisive. They say, hey, listen, you know, you know, there's other ways to get to heaven other than Jesus. I want to say, praise God, He's the only one that died for my sins according to the Scriptures. He's the only one that rose up the third day, praise God, victorious over death and the grave. I believe I'll just go with God. I believe I'll just go with the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe I'll just keep believing in faith, trusting in Him, praise God, because He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm just going to go with Him, and He'll take me the way, the Jesus way, praise God. I'll cross over Chili Jordan one day with Him, and everything will be better over there. Then I'll be home. Amen. But I got to thinking about this. Old Paul was looking at this, and he seen what old John said. John said here in Revelation, he said it, and he looked across there. Have you ever thought about a perfect church? He said, preacher, I'd like to have a perfect church. Well, don't join it because you'll mess it up. Amen. I ain't going to join a perfect church because I'd mess it up. Amen. Because I'm not perfect yet. But I'm telling you what, I'm going to be one day. But I believe old John got to looking over here. He got to looking into this thing. Praise God, I believe he saw a perfect church. Praise God, he was looking up into the portals of glory. He was looking up into the throne of grace where God was and where Jesus was, where the Holy Ghost was, and where the children of God were, praise God. And he was seeing them worship in a perfect praise. And I believe he recognized a perfect church. You see, it was a perfect church because they was free from limitations. Amen. When you get to heaven, listen, brothers and sisters, they won't be nothing to limit you. There'll be no limitations over there when it comes to worshiping God. There'll be nobody to trip you up, nobody to hinder you. Praise God, the devil, praise God, your flesh will be taken out of the way. The devil will be taken out of the way. We not have those obstacles over there that we'll have to face. Praise God, everything will be moved and we'll have a perfect worship over in heaven in our new home. Amen. I tell you what, your home in heaven will be a perfect place of perfect worship. Amen. It's hard to have that here, isn't it? We live in a busy world, a rat race, if you will. Amen. The Bible said in the last days we'd be running to and fro. We get so busy, we get so caught up, we don't have time to just stop and praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We ought to just stop and praise God every now and then. And you say, well, preacher, I got so much I got to get done. Praise God. Ask Him to help you while you praise Him. Say, Lord, I'm going to take about five here. Just worship, praise You. You'll have to help me catch up. Amen. Glory be to God. When you get done, just run with Him. Amen. He'll scoop you up and put you where you need to be. He'll give you that blessed hope down in your soul. And praise God, before you know it, you'll be a sharer to somebody else. You'll be saying, let me tell you what Jesus done for me just a little while ago. I just took a minute to stop and just praise Him and thank Him for all His goodness of this day, this moment right now. And God just moved up into my heart. Come up into the boat of my soul. Snuggled me up real good, praise God. And just let me know that He loved me. I feel better already. Amen. I'm not the man I was 5 minutes ago. Because Jesus helped my soul, praise God. Amen. So we begin to worship. We begin to praise God. We begin to see God moving in the hearts and the minds of His people. Amen. We see in our new home a worship of God Almighty. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 19. Amen. The beginning of worship. He said, and after these things. Now you got to realize after here, as all these things have taken place, all the judgment of God had fell upon, amen, how Babylon had been destroyed, how that old wicked harlot had been done away with by the mighty hand of God. And in Revelation chapter 19 verse 1, it said, after these things, after all that had happened, after all the judgment of God was poured out, it said, after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. You know what they was saying? They was a praise and worshiping God, Brother David. And they said, I'm glad I'm on His side. Amen. I know what He's able to do. I've done read in a volume of the book that's written of Him. Praise God. He's not going to put up with no foolishness. He's going to be worshiped. He's going to be praised. Besides Him, there is no other. He said, glory. And they start shouting and praising around the throne of grace and say, glory to His name. Amen. Worshiping. He said, for true and righteous are His judgments. He said, everything He just did needed to be done, or He wouldn't have done it. He said, for He hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of His servants at her hand. And again they said, hallelujah, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, amen, hallelujah, praise God. He said, and a voice came out of the throne, saying, praise our God, all ye His servants and ye that fear Him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a mighty thundering, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Amen. Glory to God. They said, listen, we know that He's God. We've seen His power, His hand. We've seen the majesty on high. Praise God. And we're just going to stop and praise God for a little while. Amen. Maybe for about 1,000 years, I'm just going to lift up His name and say, glory to God, I'm glad I'm home. Amen. We have a home in heaven that's awaiting for us there. Praise God, God's prepared a place for those prepared for that place. One day in a little while, I'm going there, ain't you? I'm looking forward to it. It's not going to be long. Amen. And we're going to outstrip this old world. We're going to go be with the One who, praise God, who's made it possible for me and you. Praise God. The beginning of worship we see in Revelation 19. After all the sorrow's gone, they begin to worship. But we need to begin to worship here. Praise God. So that we can have that perfect praise when we get home. Amen. I've told you before, practice makes perfect. I've seen some folks starting to praise God here. I've seen some people starting to worship God. I've seen people starting to pray and talk to God from the sincerity of our hearts. And God Almighty's a hearing. He's receiving that worship. Amen. That's worship. You know, when you depend on God, that's worship. Amen. When you put your faith and trust in Him, that's the highest honor and worship. When we magnify Him because we know that He is God. Bless His holy name. Amen. So our new home, praise God. God said He's prepared it for us. It's there. One day it's coming down out of heaven. Praise God. It's prepared for you and I. Those that are prepared for it. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad tonight that I know Him and the free pardon of sin. I'm glad He come to where I was at. He saved me by His marvelous grace. He gave me an option, praise God, just to praise Him for His goodness, His mercy, and His love. All He did for us, listen, I'm done. All He did for us, He done it because He loved us. I guess you could say tonight, He loved you. Amen. And because He did, He's prepared a place for you. Are you looking for it? Are you excited about your new home? Amen. I don't know. I don't know anybody that wouldn't be excited about a new home. Amen. You watch these. I was thinking about it. I actually got this message. I was thinking about this. My wife loves to watch those home improvement shows. I think she's trying to hint or something. I don't know. But anyway, I was watching them and how excited those people were when they come in and their house has been totally rejuvenated. It's just like brand new. And they come in and they're so excited. Well, I tell you what, young, it's one of these days in a little while, we're going to have a brand new home. Amen. Praise God. We'll let go of this and we'll take hold of that one. Praise His holy name. And we'll be with the Lord and so shall we ever be with Him. Amen. Now, I'm looking forward to my new home. My home's over in glory. And one day in a little while, just a little while, we'll be there with Him. Amen. But until then, praise God, we just got to be mindful of Him, worship Him, and praise Him, give Him glory. Practice while we're here. So when we get over there, we can be like these old saints of God. And praise God, when the dust settles and we look over in the portals of glory, we say, glory, hallelujah. I knew it would be here. I've been looking for it all along. And we'll say tonight, listen to me, youngins, it's there for us. Praise God. We just believe it, trust it, hold on to it, that blessed promise from God, because He's gone to prepare us a place. He wouldn't have told us that if He hadn't. Amen. But if you're here tonight, listen to me. If you're here tonight and you've not been saved, you've not trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, wouldn't it be a good night just to bow on your face and say, Lord, forgive me an old sinner. God, I know that You died for my sins according to Scripture, and You rose that third day victorious over death and the grave. You see, if we go by way of death and the grave, then we'll end up in hell, lost without God. But there's a God of heaven said, I'll deliver you from that. He said, the life's breath you take, He said, the next one you'll take in glory. Amen. Wouldn't it be nice, praise God, just to go out just shouting and praising God and all of a sudden fall up with a heart attack, praise God, and the next thing you know, you wake up and you're shouting praises and glory. Amen. Said, hallelujah, praise His holy name. Amen. Glory to God. That's what'll happen if we're a child of God. But you need to know that you know that you've been born again. You need to know that the Holy Ghost of God has dealt with your heart. It's convicted you, showed you as an old sinner in need of a Savior, and that the Lord Jesus Christ is that Savior, the Savior of humanity, amen? A whosoever Savior, amen, that'll call upon His name can be saved. Help us, God. Draw us closer to Yourself. Draw us. Get us ready. Prepare us for our new home.